This is TWiT.
Andrew Cross is here. Dr. Cross, it's so nice to see you. Welcome back.
The same goes.
Andrew is the president and CTO of NewTek, an amazing company. As you know, we live via NewTek. Without NewTek, we wouldn't have this network. We wouldn't be able to do a TV station, in Petaluma, California. So we're very grateful to you over years. But you are always inventing new stuff. And you have something new that you wanted to show us, and I wanted to see it. Called NDI. First of all, what problem does NDI solve?
Well, let me ask you a question. Well, at least make an observation. You know, it is crazy that we have digital cameras, digital phones, digital TVs, computers, and yet they're all connected to the internet except video that's different.
Yeah.
Isn't that strange? I mean, how can we be here?
My mom's calling me. Hold on. It's all connected, isn't it?
Yes.
Oh, she's calling me. I'm sorry, Mom. I can't talk. And by the way, that was on my watch. So you're exactly right. Yeah. I mean, this is a digital era we live in.
It is, and everything's connected, and yet somehow we have evolved to the state where we have digital interconnects connecting cameras to computer switches and TVs. That doesn't use Ethernet. It's bizarre. It's the only thing that kind of stands apart.
Yeah, because Ethernet really is the lingua franca. It's what, in fact, that's what Bob Metcalfe wanted to create, was something that would let you talk.
That's true. And look, I mean, it's changed the world beyond anything. I mean, look,
talk to my mom!
I know, and then she called you back on your phone.
On my watch!
I mean, it's crazy, isn't it? And you know, your viewers are watching you on the Internet.
Amazing. It's amazing.
Everything... I mean, we have billions of devices connected to billions of devices.
She says, did you just FaceTime? No, but that's okay. She doesn't know that. I'm just sending her my heart. Now, see, look at that. I'm sending her my heartbeat, right? It's amazing what we can do. So we want to make cameras as simple and connectable as all of these computer devices.
Well, that's exactly right. I mean, cameras have been digital for years. Why on earth are they going through separate connectivity? It makes no sense.
Right now, what we do is these are kind of consumer-grade cameras, so we have they only have HDMI out, and we have a little box underneath that converts that to serial digital interface, and that's what the TriCaster
that's
wants.
Correct.
So we put wires, and we're on a raised floor, so the SDI wires go from here. Probably not even to here to the TriCaster, but here to the server room where there's a switch.
Well, you have completely separate SDI gear.
Completely separate. Now, what's interesting is for audio, we've been doing it over Ethernet cables for a long time. We use some stuff from Telos called the Axia system, and I've been doing that for almost 10 years now. And it's we couldn't do what we do if we weren't able to route audio around.
I mean, if you try to imagine going back to running analog audio...
It would be crazy.
Yes.
So why are we doing analog, or not analog, but this weird video sync? Yeah. Can we make this better?
And so, you know, what we did is we said, look, the world's, I mean, you can look at every area of tech. The world is going to end up moving video around over IP. It's a given. I mean, look, you're delivering it to it's actually kind of crazy. You're delivering your show 5,000 miles away to your customers digitally, and yet we can't deliver video, 100 feet.
We could barely go 100 feet.
Yeah. Over Ethernet. So you're delivering it to your viewers over Ethernet, but we can't move video around here.
So this is going to allow us to route video over Ethernet.
Well, what we did is we've been doing real-time on computers for 10, 15, or probably 20 years at this point. And so, you know, because we come from the computer end of the spectrum instead of the traditional hardware end of the spectrum, we've been messing around with Ethernet and doing video for Ethernet for a long time. And so about 3 years ago, what we did is we said, you know what, we believe this is the future, and we're going to take what we have done and we're going to give it to the world. So we did that. We took NDI and we said, look, the NDI SDK, all the code, all the IP that we've developed, we're going to let anybody who wants to develop an application that uses NDI to use it.
Has it become easier with just faster networking standards like gigabit and beyond? Or was it a bandwidth issue at all in terms of having that video source separate?
You know, I don't think so. And the reason why is because a lot of the, you know, there's been this trend towards IP video for quite some time at the production side of things. So, you know, you can go to the big NAB shows and people are talking about video over IP, but they're talking about doing it over 10 gigabit Ethernet. And the thing is that that's great, but, you know, one of the revolutions that's occurred is that every office building is wired for Ethernet now. So why on earth shouldn't they be able to be video facilities? I mean, every corporation wants to produce video.
But they're not 10 gigabit.
No, they're not.
They might be 100 megabit, but or gigabit,
yeah.
right?
So NDI is designed to work on gigabit because, you know, the benefit of that is it works for everybody.
And it's pretty much universal.
Well, it is yeah. universal. I mean, yeah. it's literally universal, yeah. probably by the definition of the word even.
Right.
And so we gave that away, and, you know, it was a good idea at the time. Half the company thought I was completely crazy to suggest this because it was giving away 10 years of what we'd done.
Right.
But...
Yeah,
you know,
I mean, that you could have licensed it. That could have been a very...
Yeah, but...
Were there competing standards? Is that one of the reasons you wanted to set a... we need a single standard, obviously.
Yes, and that's the thing. So at the high end of broadcast TV, there is a standard called SMPTE-2110, which moves uncompressed video around over 10 gigabit Ethernet, and it's great. It is a Ethernet version of SDI. It serves it does that great.
But who has 10 gigabit?
Well, I don't.
I don't either.
And
I do have gigabit everywhere, yeah. though. You're right.
But what we wanted to do is make it available for everybody else because, you know, the world isn't all at the top of the pyramid. And we wanted, you know, the companies are doing more and more video. People like you have pioneered the way that anybody can make shows. And we wanted anybody to be able to do that. And so, you know, we gave this thing away. And our view as well was, so, you know, we come from the software side of things. So we gave away the SDK for this, the software development kit, and said, you know, application vendors, it's all yours. You can make what you want with this. And that was important to us because I think you were talking about iPhones and things like this. And the, you know, the next generation of video tools is going to be made by people that are probably in their basement right now. And they don't know, they can't go and implement IP standards themselves. What they want is an easy way to make video work on an Ethernet.
Right.
And
right.
that's what I would have wanted if I was just a single guy developing cool stuff. I would
sure.
want, okay, somebody give me the way to do video. Yeah.
Right. I don't need to run wires.
I don't want to do the development. I just want to be able to make something that takes my idea and makes it real.
Let me ask you some technical questions. Do you have patents on this?
Well, we license it for free. We have committed that...
So you do own the technology, but you're saying we're going to give it away.
Yes. And I should be clear on why we do that, because there's lots of technology that goes completely open, and everybody can go off and implement their own versions. Now, nothing works with anybody. You have to create interop stuff. You know, the best technologies are where a company takes it, owns it, develops it aggressively. You can think about, you know, like if you're in graphics processing, you know, like what NVIDIA have done with CUDA mm-hmm. is they mm-hmm. it works on NVIDIA cards mm-hmm. and it is the de facto standard for supercomputing mm-hmm. and, you know, it is because at NVIDIA they give it away, anybody can use it, and, you know, I can go make applications with it. Heck, our applications, TriCast, is running CUDA code. But they stand behind it, they make sure it works. There's somebody I can call when something goes wrong. When it doesn't do what I want, and there's somebody every year thinking about how to make it better and better, and that is what we're looking to do. And so we're not looking at this as a money-making exercise. We don't believe that the interconnect between this place and this place should be where people make money. So we're just helping the industry, hopefully, to, you know, to make all of that work and to have somebody stand behind it. And I'll personally reply to emails people send asking questions. I mean, you know, that's our goal.
And the TriCaster will use NDI eventually, or we're SDI?
It absolutely uses
it
NDI. Nice. And so, you know, the TriCaster today will run with SDI and NDI.
Nice.
Because, you know, it's never going to be a discontinuity where people stop using one and suddenly move to the other. So,
but that's interesting. So right now with SDI, I have to have 8 different SDI cables. Yeah. Can I have one Ethernet cable?
Yes. You can plug one cable in and you can get access to every source in your studio.
And that's amazing.
That makes it so much more convenient. And the fact that you're able to do that over gigabit.
Yes.
I've seen in, like, some companies will deploy 10 gigabit for fiber between, say, switches. But within the local, it's still gigabit only.
So how does it switch? Is it switching? How does it know what the source is?
Well, so NDI isn't just moving video from here to here. We've solved the problem of, okay, how do you go out and find all the video sources on the network?
So it actually goes out and looks.
Yeah, it goes out and says, hey, so it's kind of funny because when we started working on this at NewTek, we designed it around, hey, maybe left 10, 20 sources, and then we have, you know, a whole bunch of engineers.
Oh, we probably have 80 or 90 in here.
Well, that's what quickly happened.
Yeah.
Suddenly you've got huge lists of sources, but it is.
It can handle that.
Absolutely.
Because right now we have a $30,000 physical box. Yep. That has to switch. It has 72 ins and 144 outs. Yep. And we've outgrown it.
Yep.
So this would grow. And
that's exactly right.
Amazing. Now, is there must be compression on both.
Yes, we compress.
What do you use?
So we on NDI, we use proprietary compression. That is, and I should say why. Our goal, we want to run on any computer anywhere. And so there's we have made the fastest codec in the world. That's one of the things that we've spent the last 10 years doing and that we're giving away.
Yeah.
Is that it needs to run where it takes, like 2% CPU usage to decompress an HD stream so that people can make applications, and using it coming in from the Ethernet is no different than bringing it in over an SDI cable. They need to be the same.
Right.
And so, we use compression. And that is an area lots of people say, well, why do you use compression? And that's kind of a no-brainer question.
You have to.
Well, you have to. But think about this. The world, it would be crazy not to.
You can't do uncompressed video over a gigabit.
But think about this. Why would you? If you can get 20-to-1 in compression easily these days.
Right. And high quality. I mean, every signal you're watching at home, including this signal, obviously, is compressed.
Well, this is probably compressed.
This is heavily compressed.
Yeah, probably 100-to-1. Yeah. So 20-to-1 is nothing. But it's like if you can get 20 times the money...
Why wouldn't you?
Why wouldn't you? You'd be crazy.
And are you limited at 1080p?
No. Because this is a great thing. We're a software company. To us, the resolution is two numbers.
Right.
So we can go any resolution up to billions by billions, although I'm sure that you run out of bandwidth.
Does it become bandwidth limited?
Yeah, it's just purely bandwidth limited. Okay. Yes. We have TriCasters now that do 4K, for instance, and they're doing 4K all NDI.
With appropriate networking gear, are you able to support multiple streams and multiple recordings?
Absolutely.
How much easier is that, if you think about it from the point of view of the broadcaster, that we don't have to have a big... It used to be you have a patch bay, right? You'd patch one solicitor. Then we got electronic patch bays. That's what we use kind of now.
Just the cost of implementing a distribution system for SDI.
It's insane.
It's such an order of magnitude.
That was
a big cost for us.
It was one of the biggest costs for us.
And if this can be integrated with consumer-grade or even business-grade switch hardware and things like
I personally think it's bigger than that, because once you've worked this way, you just can't go back. And suddenly you're doing things and thinking about ways of producing shows that you couldn't have before.
So are we using NDI now? No, because these are all SDI cameras. So we've got to buy new cameras?
Or a new
converter box?
Well, you can use converter boxes, and that's one of the... So one of the things... So we invented... We gave away NDI about 3 years ago. And one of the things that we announced just last Wednesday was we announced a box like this.
The Spark box.
Yes, the Spark box, which basically takes an HDMI feed. So this is actually an HDMI feed off a PlayStation in this case.
Wait a minute, this has antennas.
Yeah, so this does wireless video, which
this is Wi-Fi?
Yes, this is doing the video of a Wi-Fi. So even though it's on our desk, I mean, literally the only connections to this are the power and then the PlayStation.
Right.
And then, I'm being able to bring
I could play a Little Big Planet here.
There you go.
So I'm playing this on the PlayStation 4, but the video is coming through Wi-Fi via the Spark Box.
Yeah, so this video is coming Wi-Fi via the Spark Box. It's going into your wireless network, and then your TriCaster was actually...
I love it. All right, you can turn down the sound. This is too loud. My little sack man is lost in space.
But it's
running cool.
With really very, very low latency. Less than your average TV set has these days.
Oh, yeah, I could. I mean, that felt responsive.
Is it okay to overlay this technology on an existing network, or is it something you would rather keep it separate
dedicated
for a more pro?
Yeah, for instance, our audio, we cannot share that with a regular IP network.
And here, I think we're just sharing it, and it works.
Wow.
Honestly, on a true high-end production, you're going to want to share them. I mean, that's just common sense.
Right.
But because NDI has... really has been adopted. I mean, in the software world, this has been adopted by everybody. Every one of Newtek's competitors, which is great. We want.
Well, that's what I was going to ask you. So are there competing standards, and are people... Do you have to woo people to use NDI? What's the...
Honestly, the uptake of NDI is... I would love to say, wow, I had this foresight to create this thing, and I didn't. I mean, we thought it would be used by TriCaster competitors. And it has been.
But
it's been used way outside of that. I mean, we have companies like XSplit who make video game streaming software. They have 5 million plus customers. I mean, the scale of that compared to, video production is just staggering.
Right.
Every one of those is now available for NDI. OBS, the free, I mean, it's used by tens of millions
OBS
of customers.
OBS everybody
That supports NDI now.
Really?
I mean, in software, almost everybody has supported it. So if you... It's
actually easy to implement. That's why somebody like OBS is an open source project.
Yes.
They're not going to implement
it. And that's absolutely been our goal. It's got to be easy. But when you think about this... there are almost certainly more NDI jacks available for people to hook up to than there are SDI jacks in the world.
Right.
Because when you get
every computer.
Yeah, I mean, but when you get into the tens of millions of OBS users and think the scale of that and then think, well, let's compare that to people who have SDI jacks on the back of the computer, it's not even close.
Right.
And so, you know, what we've done with these devices is we're making it easy for people to bring HDMI and SDI video directly into pretty much any software application, and not just TriCasters at all.
We have another toy that also is using NDI. This is the Nutek NDI
PTZ
Pan Tilt Zoom Camera, PTZ.
Yes.
So if you look at this, it does have a coax SDI out on it, but we haven't connected it. We've just connected a single gigabit. And this is on our company network.
That isn't even correct.
A dedicated network, single gigabit port. Can we see the video output of this?
You should be able to.
Yeah. There you go.
We go.
And in fact, you're controlling it on your, you're going to be able to control that on your laptop. There it is. Look at that.
You!
Is the control's obviously also going over the IP.
Yeah, no. So, I mean, it's almost mind-boggling to think about this. We have one cable hooked into this. It is doing power, because obviously the camera's powered.
Oh, it's power, too. It's PoE.
Yeah, there is no power. There's nothing.
There's nothing. There's one cable.
There's power, it's doing the video, it's doing the audio, it's doing tally, so there's tally lights on the front, and it's doing the PTZ control on one cable.
Wow. How much is that? I wanted that.
So they retail for $2,790.
You know, you'd pay that much for a lot more sometimes for a studio camera.
Oh, yeah. I mean, that is certainly on the affordable end of the spectrum.
PTZs are very expensive, and so that's a great deal, actually.
Does the software package incorporate any kind of auto-tracking or pre-programmed paths for the camera to follow?
Yeah, so you can create presets. So first of all, I should say, and this is, you know, it's hard to underestimate this. So, you know, our camera, it supports NDI, which means it works with, I mentioned tens of millions of applications. You know, it's everything from, obviously, TriCasters.
That's what's great about software, doing it in software. It's unlimited.
It is.
If it's an open standard that others are adopting,
that's exactly right.
It's usable at that point.
Right.
And you're not locking yourself into a standard that nobody else supports.
No,
that's key.
That's absolutely right. And so, you know, any one of those, we've standardized the way you control this camera so that any piece of software can control the preset positions, can move it around, can control it. And so, you know, this is really quite game-changing. I think everybody kind of acknowledges that 10 years from now, we've just got to be doing video over IP. So what I hope is that, you know, with NDI and with the introduction of these devices, which we're aiming to make really as affordable as possible, that, you know, people kind of look back and think, well, this is the kind of one of the dates where it actually became real. We all kind of knew it would happen, but this is one of the important dates where it actually happened.
Yeah. You were saying there's low overhead with the NDI standards so that it could be deployed on devices that might not have extreme compute power or something like that.
That's exactly
any
the goal.
Little.
Yes, I mean,
a camera and a mic and a chip.
That's the goal. That's the goal, awesome. Absolutely. Yes.
Absolutely cool.
Somebody in the chat room is saying, can you compare it to RTSP?
So RTSP. So
I'm not familiar with that, so you'll have to.
Oh gosh, I mean, we
is that a competing?
RTP. RTSP is a transport standard.
Okay.
So it is a way to that is somewhat standard between getting devices from cameras to computers. The problem is everybody has different RTSP addresses. They use different protocols. They, you know, every camera has a different set of, they're putting it out on different ports.
Got it.
Our goal with NDI has been to make it plug and play.
IP is a standard that's well supported everywhere. Right?
That's right. And you know, the goal for us is NDI is about making it easy for people and not needing to worry. I mean, RTSP, probably nobody knows really what it is. If you have an NDI application, which is easy to write, it is dead easy to get one of these camera feeds in, one of these converter box feeds in, and it will just work. It will get automatically detected, it'll get automatically configured, and it will just work. You know, there are lots of other ways to move video around over IP, but nobody has made it accessible to everybody, which is our goal.
And switching is pretty instantaneous because it's a network protocol?
Yes, I mean, so
that's one issue we have with our SDI box. If we wanted to switch to an input that wasn't already dialed up, there's a delay, and there's also a sync issue.
Yes.
And so it takes a second or two to pick up that signal.
Yes. So, you know, that's obviously a slightly complicated question to answer because, it depends slightly on the software that's actually doing it.
Right.
But at an NDI level, you can be receiving as many streams as you want because on one Ethernet cable, you can get, you know, 7, 8, 9 streams of video. So
well, that's plenty, actually.
Yeah. So, not bad at all.
That's really high def video.
Wow. Yeah, that's correct. So you don't switching doesn't really quite mean the same thing because it's not like okay, I need to move this Ethernet cable over from source A to source B.
Right.
You can bring source A and B at the same time.
Right. Right.
And so you can switch them over whenever you want and switch backwards and forwards at you know. I mean, look, I'm running a laptop here and I'm running two video sources, one from the camera and one from the you know the converter box here, you know, at once.
That's neat. So. Andrew, always exciting to see what you guys are up to at NewTek. Really breaking through in so many areas, making video production available to people like me, to schools, to churches. And of course to professional broadcasters, a lot of whom are wondering why they spend millions of dollars on their Grass Valley switcher when they could just be using it. Amazing TriCaster. So thank you for what you're doing.
It's not cheap.
Yeah.
This is a great alternative.
Well, it's so limited. You know, and of course, we're 100% SDI because of the TriCaster. We want to support SDI. But I'd love to, you know, that's the next step for us when these cameras, which are currently HDMI, once we convert those to network, that would just be the greatest way to do it. We'd save us a lot of money on the infrastructure we have to support.
Maybe troubleshooting and headaches, too.
Andrew Cross, he is the chief architect of the Network Device Interface, or NDI, and, of course, president and CTO at NewTek, NEWTEK.com, and that's where you can find out more about all of this.
That's correct.
It's really a pleasure. Thank you for coming in.
It's my pleasure to come.
And in all sincerity, thank you for enabling everything we do at Twit. We couldn't do it without you. We'd be doing audio if it weren't for NewTek.